dear friends in Christ Jesus, our living Lord and Savior. A coincidence is defined as a remarkable concurrence of events or circumstances that have no apparent casual connection with one another. And to the casual observer, it may look like our gospel lesson for today has a few coincidences in it. I mean, how is it that Jesus is by the Sea of Galilee preaching with a large crowd pressing in around him so that he really can't preach and get his word across to the people? Luke tells us that these people want to hear the word of God, and that's a good thing. But with the crowds pressing against him, Jesus just can't preach effectively. And so he looks around. Oh, and there just happens to be two boats nearby. How convenient, or maybe it's a coincidence. So Jesus gets into the one of the boats, and guess what? The boat just happens to be owned by Simon Peter. Another coincidence? Well, after preaching for a while, probably a good long while, Jesus tells Peter to put his nets out into the deep for a catch. And Peter tells Jesus that, you know, we've been fishing all night long. We caught absolutely nothing. But then he says, but at your word, I will let the nets down. So the people, they wanted to hear the word of God, and Peter decided to let his nets down at Jesus' word. Coincidence? Another strange thing. Fishermen of the day only washed their nets after catching a load of fish. So if they were out all night fishing and didn't catch any fish, we have to wonder why they're washing their nets. Unless maybe, without knowing it, they're washing their nets to prepare the nets for the huge number of fish that they're going to catch after Jesus' word. Coincidence? Here's something to think about. Do you think that Jesus kept Peter and the crew from catching fish all that night before to set up that miraculous catch of fish after Jesus' sermon? I mean, we have no way of knowing, but it's an interesting thought. They work all night and catch nothing. Then suddenly, at Jesus' word, they let down the nets and catch a huge load of fish, enough to fill up two whole boats. Coincidence? Peter's reaction to this whole event is similar to Isaiah's reaction in our Old Testament lesson today. Isaiah is given this amazing vision of heaven where he actually sees God sitting on his throne. And Isaiah responds in saying, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." And after Peter sees this large catch, he says to Jesus, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." So after contact with the Almighty, both sinful men acknowledge and confess their sin. Another coincidence? Well, let me fill you in. With God, there are no coincidences. It's all in God's plan. Our God is not a God of coincidences. He is all-knowing. He is what we call omniscient. Our theme for our school year this year and our theme for VBS last year, Vacation Bible School last year, was from Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And so God had a plan for both Isaiah and Peter. Isaiah was to become a prophet, one of the greatest prophets, and Peter was to become a disciple, one of Jesus' greatest disciples. Both men would serve God in their own ways, and both would speak on behalf of God to their own people because God had a plan. And God has a plan for you as well. There are no coincidences in your life. God is watching out for you, and He is working in your life. And that passage from Jeremiah 29:11, applies not just to Jeremiah and Isaiah and to Peter, but it applies to you in your life as well. For God says personally to you, I know the plans I have for you, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. To be sure, when we sin and mess up, that goes against God's plan. God's plan for us was to live in perfect harmony with Him and with our fellow man for all eternity. We were to be perfect and holy just as He is perfect and holy. God's intention was for us to live forever. But then Adam and Eve ate off that tree in the middle of the garden, and they ruined God's plan. So they were kicked out of the garden, and God introduced His new plan. He had always had a backup plan all along. And it's interesting, if you read Genesis 3 carefully, He doesn't reveal His plan to Adam and Eve, but as He is cursing Satan, He reveals His plan when He says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. God's plan all along was to send His one and only Son into the world to redeem the world. Jesus was going to crush Satan's head even as He died on the cross and then rose victorious from the grave. And sure, Jesus' heel was bruised as He died on the cross. But 3 days later, He was raised from the dead to prove that God's plan worked. Jesus lived the perfect life in perfect harmony with God and His fellow man that God had planned for us. And Jesus kept the Ten Commandments perfectly the way that God had planned for us. And He also paid the penalty for our sin by dying on the cross for every single sin we have ever committed. That was God's plan. That was God's design. It was not coincidence. It was a plan. So does God want you to win the lottery? Does God want you to have that dream job that you have dreamed of and love? Does God want you to live a long life and to be 100 years old? Well, those things we just don't know. And the reality of it all is probably not. But we do know that God's will is always good. And we do know that since Jesus was punished for all of our sins, that God doesn't want anything bad to ever happen to us again. And then we've got that promise from Jeremiah, for I know the plans I have for you, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Pay attention to those three words, welfare, future, and hope. But what exactly that welfare, future, and hope will be, we just don't know. What we do know is that because of the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our future is eternal life in heaven. We will spend all eternity in heaven with God and with our fellow believers. And we will experience what John describes when he writes in Revelation 21, that God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. That's God's plan for you. It's not a coincidence. It's His reality. It's our reality. It's His plan for you. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.